Milwaukee police say 26-year-old Richard Kahn was shot last Saturday night and later died at the hospital. Police say the circumstances surrounding the incident are unclear, but Kahn's family plans a street-side vigil tonight. Tomorrow, Democratic State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd will hold a community meeting on violence in Milwaukee. The event will be at the Park Lawn Housing Project, YMCA. Sarita Taylor is president of the Park Lawn Residents Council. She says she's tired of the gun violence across the nation.
I have got to the point that I don't even want to watch the news, because every day you look at the news, so-and-so and got shot over here, 10 people and got shot over there.
About a month ago, gun violence affected Taylor's extended family when a relative, a girl named Sierra Guyton, was wounded in a crossfire. Guyton's parents say their daughter may not survive. Sarita Taylor says politicians and police can hold community meetings, but in her mind, change begins at home.
Curfew. You know, when I was growing up back in the day, you know, you had to be before the porch lights come on, or don't let dust catch you at home. Because then parents knew where their kids were.
A Milwaukee newspaper columnist recently advocated for an earlier curfew for local children. Milwaukee's mayor says he'd rather see the current curfew enforced, and some parents said they'd have difficulty getting their kids home earlier. Plus, they say, in many cases in Milwaukee, the shooters and victims are over 18 years of age. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.